Gillis says in March of 2002, prison officials used what they called a behavioral management program to punish him for not sleeping in the required position. He says they took his clothes and bedding and all his toilet items and ignored his requests for high blood pressure medication. Madison attorney Ed Garvey, who won a class action lawsuit over conditions at the Boscobel prison in 2001, is representing Gillis. Garvey compared the treatment Gillis received to the reports of prisoner abuse at the U.S. military's Guantanamo and Abu Ghraib prisons.
We've sort of convinced ourselves that things are probably a lot better in Wisconsin prisons, or at least in this country. And when you see a situation where an individual is placed in a cell without any clothing, without any sheet to cover himself, and began deteriorating mentally under the strain, it's shocking.
The Department of Corrections declined to comment on tape, but in court documents, prison officials say Gillis had threatened to kill himself and had smeared blood and feces on the walls of his cell. They say he was stripped naked for safety purposes. They deny withholding medications and say Gillis's health was closely monitored. Garvey says Gillis is scheduled to be released soon and hopes the suit will prevent the prison from using similar punishment in the future.
It just seems so barbaric. It's unbelievable. So hopefully it will reach beyond this plaintiff and set some rules for the Department of Corrections.
Gillis is also suing for monetary damages for the treatment he received. Corrections officials say they're preparing to file briefs to prove they were justified in removing Gillis's clothing. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.